Thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is K.T. Stevens in The Most Enchanted. Act one in just a moment. But first, a word from our announcer, Wendell Niles.
It's at your grocer's now. The great new 1949 Durum wheat harvest is in, and it's the finest ever produced. That means La Rosa brings you the most delicious macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles you ever tasted, because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine Durum wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading Durum millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select, number one cream of the crop semolina. Prove it yourself. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Now back to our producer.
The curtain rises on Act One of The Most Enchanted, starring K.T. Stevens as Gail Saunders. Across the desk from John Snyder, her doctor and lifelong friend, sits lovely Gail Saunders, the first lady of the American stage. She has just been told a very tragic truth.
Forgive me, John. It takes a little while to realize the enormity of what you've just told me. A year to live. It takes a little time to realize just what that means. May I have a cigarette?
Surely, Gail.
Thanks. 365 days. You know, I smoke on an average of 12 cigarettes a day. How many more will I have, Doctor? I'm not good at figures.
Gail.
I'm not being melodramatic. Don't misunderstand me. I'm only budgeting my last days.
Gail, believe me. The best thing is not to think of it. Go on living just as you have been.
Living? That's just it. That's what's so ironic. I haven't been living at all. I've been saving up for the time when I could live, as I'd always dreamed of living.
But what is it you want?
I don't exactly know. It's silly, of course, but I suppose I want what the heroines of love story magazines are always looking for. The love of a strong and simple man. A vine-covered cottage. That's a laugh, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's a natural want of a woman.
But I wanted something else first. I wanted security.
As if anyone ever had that, Gail.
If you've got enough money.
But that doesn't always represent security. You should know that.
You were never poor like my folks were. You didn't know what it was to be without food enough to eat. That's the way I was born and the way I lived till I got out on my own. When I finally got started, I made a vow that I'd never be poor again as long as I lived.
I understand.
For a girl like I was, there was only one way to get rich. The stage. I've worked hard, John. I've given up everything else for one ambition. I wanted to make enough money to be able to live.
But your work is living, Gail.
My work. Actually, I hate every part of this life. I've only endured it because I was headed for a goal.
Gail, it's been my experience that most people live the kind of life they really want. They may envy others, but if they were to be transplanted into that other life that seems so good to them, they'd be more unhappy than they are.
It isn't true of me, John. I know that. Next year, I was planning to retire. I'm still very young, and I thought I had a whole lifetime before me. And now I know I've only a year. What am I to do, John?
Do what you plan to do. Retire. Go away, wherever you want. Take your year. Make it what you can.
But, John, I don't know where to go.
Well, there's a little town I used to know in West Virginia. It's just the sort of place I think you mean. It's called Meadville. It's a pretty little place, and nothing ever happens there.
I'll go. My play closes next week. I'll tell my manager I'm leaving. Thank you, John, for being honest.
Gail, are you crazy?
No more than usual. Why?
This ridiculous decision of yours to retire from the stage.
Oh, Jed, let's not talk anymore. Let's just enjoy the party. It'll be the last big party I'll ever have.
What do you mean?
Well, nobody gives parties for retired stars. Come on, let's have fun. Someday I'll explain why I'm doing this.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Hello, Jed.
Oh.
I've been looking all over for you.
Hello, Matt. I'm afraid I sort of deserted you. Gail, I want you to meet a friend of mine, Matt Carpenter.
How do you do?
Oh, I'm glad to meet you, Miss Saunders.
Well, Matt's new to New York, Gail.
Hey, Jed, come here a minute. Somebody I want you to meet.
Oh, well, excuse me, Gail. Be nice to Matt. He's a stranger here.
This is your first trip to New York?
Yes, I had to come up on a case.
A case?
I'm a lawyer. Oh. Or I guess I should say I hope to be one. I've only had my shingle out 6 months.
Your career must be something like mine. You have to learn all the tricks before you're a full-fledged performer.
And that's what's going to be hard for me. I never was much of an actor.
I'll have to give you lessons.
Any and all advice gratefully received. What's your fee?
Oh, let me see. I'm an expensive teacher, you know.
That goes without saying.
I tell you, you take my first divorce case free of charge.
That's a deal. That's putting payment up conveniently into the future. Or are you secretly married?
No. No, I've never been hit over the head with a Hawaiian moon. There's the music.
Yes.
Do you dance, Mr. Carpenter?
Yes, and I'd like to very much. I wanted to ask you, but, well, it's your party, and I thought there'd be a lot of others you'd rather dance with.
Right now, there's no one I'd rather dance with than you, Mr. Carpenter.
Could you stand another dance?
I'd love it.
Say, do you mind if I cut in, sir?
I've
been trying to say a few words to this young lady all evening.
Oh, John. I'm so glad you could make it. Oh, Dr. Snyder, Mr. Carpenter.
How do you do, sir?
I'm afraid I've been monopolizing it.
I'd like a glass of champagne, Mr. Carpenter. If you'd get it for me, please.
Oh, yes, I sure will. I'll get you champagne.
Well, well.
Oh, he's just a friend of Jed's. He's new to New York, and I've been trying to put him at his ease.
Offhand, I'd say you're enjoying the job.
I am. I am, John. I haven't enjoyed anything so much in a long time. You know, it's funny about knowing something for sure. It's a relief. It's the same way I feel when the curtain finally goes up on a new show. I know I've got 2.5 hours to do my best in. And after that, it's all over. The show's either a hit or a flop. But my work is really done.
Well, that's the way I want you to feel, Gail. And that's why I told you the truth, because I was sure you'd take it that way.
I've made all the arrangements. I've bought a house in Meadville.
Oh.
I'm leaving next week. You'll come and visit me?
Well, I certainly will. I haven't been back there for many years. I'd love seeing the town again.
That young man you just met. He's very sweet. John, what if I should fall in love?
I've thought of that. Don't do it, Gail. It wouldn't be fair to the man. You can see that.
Yes. Yes, I can see that.
You're not in love with this Carpenter boy, are you?
No, of course not. Why, I only just met him tonight. After the party, I'll never see him again. Well, maybe once or twice before I go. But when I leave New York, I've left everything behind. Even him.
That's the way it should be. Now, here's your young man and your champagne. Now, have fun, Gail.
I'm going to, John. You know, I've cut my cigarettes down to 6 a day. It makes me feel as if I had so many more to go. And at the end, I'll smoke them all at once. Package after package.
The Hudson's a beautiful river, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Gail?
Matt, please. Just let's sit and look at the water.
Oh, there's something I've got to say. I love you.
Matt.
Yeah, I know it's ridiculous. I know you don't love me. I know you couldn't. I'm only a fool to hope that you might.
Matt, please.
No, it's all right. I'm going away tomorrow. Maybe I'll never be back. I've just got to say that this last week has been the most wonderful I've ever known. It's been, well, almost enchanted. I'll never forget it. And I'll never forget you.
Matt, please don't talk like that. Take me home, Matt. Please take me home.
You're crying, Gail. Gail, it couldn't be true. You couldn't love me as I love you. Say it. Say it.
Matt. Matt, darling.
Oh, you do, honey. You do.
Matt, take me home.
Gail, if you love me, and I know now you do, why does it have to be goodbye?
You said yourself that you had your life back where you come from. And I've my life here.
But your life isn't here any longer. Gail, I don't know whether I can make you happy or not, but I could try. If you'd only give me the chance.
I can't explain, Matt. But the whole thing's been settled for us some time ago. It's out of our hands. It's got to be goodbye.
All right. So, it's goodbye.
Matt!
Yes?
One thing I'd like to know. You've never told me about yourself, even where you're from. I'd like to know so that I can remember.
Oh, it's a little town you never heard of. It's in West Virginia. Its name is Meadville.
Falls on Act One of The Most Enchanted, starring K.T. Stevens. Our lovely star and our distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return shortly for Act Two of The Most Enchanted.
C.P., our play's title reminds me of one of our greatest song hits today, Some Enchanted Evening. And that reminds me, ladies, to remind you how to make sure of an enchanted evening for your family. Simply serve them a grand La Rosa dish. They'll be enchanted, delighted, delirious over the marvelous flavor. For instance, you can serve macaroni with ham sauce a la Rosa. All you need is La Rosa Grade A macaroni, a little leftover ham, and a few other ingredients. Put them all together and you have a wonderful meal that's sure to delight every member of the family. It'll delight your budget, too, for it's so, so economical. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook. Or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Write La Rosa. That's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of this station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. Make the La Rosa three-way quality test. One, see La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Two, taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Made in the La Rosa manner by master macaroni makers, made the unhurried, old-world way for that just-right, firm yet tender texture. Three, compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. That's the reason it's America's largest-selling brand. Now back to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars and our famous producer, C.P. McGregor.
Now, Act Two of The Most Enchanted, starring K.T. Stevens as Gail Saunders. It is 2 weeks later, in front of the Meadville law office of Mr. Matthew Carpenter. A long, sleek green roadster is parked outside. At the wheel sits Gail Saunders, waiting. In a few moments, Matt comes out of his office and starts towards the curb where his car is parked.
Matt!
Gail!
Hello.
Gail, you changed your mind. You did come after all.
Yes.
Oh.
Get in, Matt.
Oh, Gail.
Talk to me.
Oh, darling.
You see, I was here in Meadville all the time. What? This is the town I'd planned to come to. I'd even bought a house. Oh. So you see, it was as if fate had already planned everything to work out just this way.
Gail, are you trying to tell me it's not going to be goodbye after all?
No. No, Matt, I'm not saying goodbye. I'm saying hello.
Oh, darling.
I'm doing wrong. I can't explain to you why. But promise me we'll never talk about right or wrong. We'll just go on living and loving each other. We'll pretend it's an enchantment, like you said that night at the party.
And you and I, we'll be the most enchanted.
Yes, Matt. You and I, we'll be the most enchanted. Clara, we shall have to have everything polished and shined and cleaned within an inch of perfection. We're going to have a very special guest. Dr. Snyder's coming.
Yes, and but I reckon here come our regular special guest up on the porch now.
Matt? But he's hours early. Now, what on earth's happened? I'll go to the door, Clara.
Yes.
Hello, darling. I'm terribly glad to see you. But aren't you a little early?
Yes, sir.
Matt, there's something wrong. What is it, darling?
Gail, something I never told you. There was a girl I knew, Helen Carver. We went together before I met you.
Oh.
We weren't engaged or anything, but, well, it was sort of understood. There was no one I liked any better and no one she liked any better. Our families knew each other, you know, one of those things.
Yes. Go on.
Well, she's been away in California. I got a wire that she's coming in tonight. She asked me to meet the train.
Oh, but of course you must meet it, Matt. It's only right.
I've got to tell her about us.
I see, Matt. Promise me this. Go to the train. Meet her just as you would have done if you'd never known me. After all, she's been away a long time. Maybe you might feel differently seeing her again. You've got to be sure, Matt. For my sake.
I've already made up my mind about this, Gail. I've got to tell her right away. Tonight.
Oh, no. Not tonight. Wait a few days.
Gail, you do love me. Beyond all doubt.
Yes, Matt. Beyond all doubt.
Oh, it's nice of you, Gail, to take an old man around and show him the scenes of his childhood.
You see, John, I feel Meadville is my home, too. Beautiful out here on the point, isn't it?
Yes. And I may say you're beautiful too, Gail. More beautiful than I've ever seen. And happy.
Very happy.
Gail, it isn't all because of Meadville, is it? There's something else. Someone else?
I knew you'd guess. I suppose everyone in love shows it to their friends. Oh, I know it's wrong of me, but I've had so little happiness. And I told him goodbye that night at the dance. I never intended to see him again. Then I found out this was his home. It was as if fate had thrown us together. You'd have done the same as I did.
You mean the carpenter boy?
Yes.
Who am I to say you're doing wrong or right? You're not hurting anyone else. I suppose everybody has a right to happiness, even if it's only for a moment.
I like to think that.
Oh, Matt. You remember when we used to come out here when we were kids and go swimming?
And remember the time I almost drowned you? I forgot what it was you did, but I was mad as the dickens at you. And I held your head under the water until you stopped kicking. Gosh, I never forgotten how scared I was then.
We'd better go in, Gail.
I don't want them to see us. Wait until they've gone.
You know, I think I wouldn't have minded dying even then if you were near me. Oh, Matt, it's been awful being away from you. I never knew how much I loved you until we were separated. It'll take a whole lifetime of loving you to make up for 6 months.
Helen. Oh. Helen, there's something I've got to say to you.
Matt, is anything wrong? You've been trying to tell me something ever since I first came home.
Please, Ellen, you must listen to me.
I think we'd better go back now, John. Oh. It's really getting quite chilly. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know anyone was here. Why, Mr. Carpenter, how do you do?
How do you do?
You remember Dr. Snyder, Mr. Carpenter?
Oh, yes. Miss Carver, Miss Saunders, and Dr. Snyder.
Oh, not Gail Saunders.
Yes. I'm afraid I have to confess.
Oh, how wonderful. Matt, why didn't you tell me that you knew her? Every time I go to New York, I always go to your place.
That's very nice of you. Won't you join the doctor and me for a drink at the house? It's still early.
No, I think we better not.
Oh, Matt, please, I should love to. I've never met a real honest-to-goodness star before. You don't mind my saying that, do you?
I don't at all. And you certainly shall come. We won't pay any attention to Mr. Carpenter's objections. We'll let him discuss clients with Dr. Snyder. We'll talk about the theater. Now tell me, Miss Carver, which of my plays did you enjoy the most?
Oh, I think that's the funniest story I almost ever heard. Don't you think it was funny, Matt?
Yes, very funny.
But that's life in the theater for you. And that's theater people. There's nothing very sincere about us. All our emotions are so facile. We shed them with the fall of the curtain. Everything and everyone bores me in time. It's like this adorable little town of yours. I came here fully expecting to end my days here. It was all going to be so lovely and rural. And quite suddenly I realize I can't stand it another minute.
You can't seriously mean that.
Mean it? My dear man, of course I mean it. I woke up this morning and knew if I looked out that front view from my window again, I'd scream. And the people bore me. And the life. Well, there's nothing to do here. I'm going back to New York tomorrow with John. I've only one love, really. That's the theater.
When did you make up your mind?
Yesterday. I suddenly realized that there wasn't anything here for me anymore. Can you understand that, Mr. Carpenter?
Yes. Yes, I understand. Helen, I think we'd better be going.
Oh, yes, of course. If Matt and I come to New York, may we look you up?
Oh, do. Please do. I should probably be giving another farewell performance. Like Bernhard, I'll go on and on. Good night and goodbye. Both of you.
Goodbye, Dr. Snyder. It's been so charming.
Yes, hasn't it? Thanks for a lovely performance, Miss Saunders.
That was awfully well done, don't you think, John? That was the third act of one of the first plays I ever did. A very bad play, too.
Gail, get hold of yourself.
It will take a whole lifetime of loving you to make up for 6 months. She can give him a lifetime. And I... Oh, John, did you see his eyes when he left? I've hurt him. But I'd have hurt him more if I'd gone on.
Yes, Gail, I think you would. He'll turn to her. She loves him. She'll make him happy.
But I would have made him happy, too. I know I would. But I'd have only given him such a little time and left him nothing but bitterness and pain. And she'd have been gone from him then. Oh, I did right, I know, but his eyes, Doc. His eyes. The way he looked at me when he left.
I know.
Give me a cigarette, John.
Good.
You know, I don't count them anymore. And now I won't mind how few are left. But I've had one thing. For a little while, I had my dream. For a little while, I was one of the most enchanted.
And so the curtain falls in the second act of The Most Enchanted. Our star, K.T. Stevens, will be back to our La Rosa microphone in just a moment.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni spaghetti egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina, the cream of this year's great durum wheat harvest. taste that luscious La Rosa flavor. Richer, smoother, more delicious. Taste that firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Look for the big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling brand. For real economy, remember it's a full pound. And now back at the microphone, our producer, C.P. McGregor.
That was a sincere job, K.T., and many thanks. I know many of our listeners wonder if the initials K.T. indicates your name or if they mean Katie. One thing is certain, when you abbreviated Katie to K.T., success also came your way.
Well, C.P., that started with the metamorphosis from Gloria Wood to Catherine Stevens and a summer trip to New York for a season with the Skowhegan Players in Maine. When the Straw Hat season closed, I was fortunate enough to get a part in You Can't Take It With You, which was going on the road.
And from then on, it was easy sailing. Well, K.T., on behalf of our sponsor, La Rosa, and myself, thanks again for being with us.
I enjoyed it very much, C.P. It was fun doing a turn for all of you and the fine product you sponsor.
We both thank you, La Rosa and I. And now, before you leave, K.T., and ladies and gentlemen, be sure to listen tomorrow when we bring you Anne Jeffries in a command return to our La Rosa Theater in a romantic story, Lochinvar, Plains Out of the West. Until tomorrow, then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.